1. Supreme Seraphim. These seraphim are the highest of the seven revealed orders of local universe angels. They function in seven groups, each of which is closely associated with the angelic ministers of the seraphic corps of completion. 1. Sun Spirit Ministers. The first group of the supreme seraphim are assigned to the service of the high suns and spirit origin beings resident and functioning in the local universe. This group of angelic ministers also serve the universe sun and the universe spirit and are closely affiliated with the intelligence corps of the bright and morning star, the universe chief executive of the united wills of the creator sun and the creative spirit. Being of assignment to the high suns and spirits, these seraphim are naturally associated with the far-flung services of the Paradise of Onals, the divine offspring of the eternal sun and the infinite spirit. The Paradise of Onals are always attended on all magisterial and bestowal missions by this high and experienced order of seraphim, who are at such times devoted to organizing and administering the special work connected with the termination of one planetary dispensation and the inauguration of a new age. But they are not concerned in the work of adjudication, which might be incidental to such a change in dispensations. Bestowal Attendance. Paradise of Onals, but not Creator Sons, when on a bestowal mission are always accompanied by a corps of 144 bestowal attendants. These 144 angels are the chiefs of all other sun spirit ministers who may be associated with a bestowal mission. There might possibly be legions of angels subject to the command of an incarnated Son of God on a planetary bestowal, but all these seraphim would be organized and directed by the 144 bestowal attendants. Higher orders of angels, Supernaphim and Seconaphim, might also form a part of the attending host, and though their missions are distinct from those of the seraphim, all these activities would be coordinated by the bestowal attendants. These bestowal attendants are completion seraphim. They have all traversed the circles of seraphicdom and have attained the seraphic corps of completion. And they have been further especially trained to meet the difficulties and to cope with the emergencies associated with the bestowals of the sons of God for the advancement of the children of time. Such seraphim have all achieved paradise and the personal embrace of the second source and center, the eternal sun. Seraphim equally crave assignment to the missions of the incarnated sons and attachment as destiny guardians to the mortals of the realms. The latter is the surest seraphic passport to paradise, while the bestowal attendants have achieved the highest local universe service of the completion seraphim of paradise attainment. 2. Court Advisors. These are the seraphic advisors and helpers attached to all orders of adjudication, from the conciliators up to the highest tribunals of the realm. It is not the purpose of such tribunals to determine punitive sentences, but rather to adjudicate honest differences of opinion and to decree the everlasting survival of ascending mortals. Herein lies the duty of the court advisors, to see that all charges against mortal creatures are stated in justice and adjudicated in mercy. In this work, they are closely associated with the High Commissioners, spirit-fused ascendant mortals serving in the local universe. The Seraphic Court Advisors serve extensively as defenders of mortals. Not that there ever exists any disposition to be unfair to the lowly creatures of the realms, but while justice demands the adjudication of every default in the climb towards divine perfection, mercy requires that every such misstep be fairly adjudged in accordance with the creature nature and the divine purpose. These angels are the exponents and exemplification of the element of mercy inherent in divine justice, of fairness based on the knowledge of the underlying facts of personal motives and racial tendencies. This order of angels serves from the councils of the planetary princes to the highest tribunals of the local universe, while their associates of the Seraphic Corps of Completion function in the higher realms of Orvontan, even to the courts of the Ancients of Days on Uversa. 3. Universe Orientators. These are the true friends and postgraduate counselors of all those ascending creatures who are pausing for the last time on Salvington, in their universe of origin, as they stand on the brink of the spirit adventure stretching out before them in the vast super-universe of Orvontan. And at such a time many an ascender has a feeling which mortals could understand only by comparison with the human emotion of nostalgia. Behind lie the realms of achievement, realms grown familiar by long service and Morontia attainment. Ahead lies the challenging mystery of a greater and vaster universe. It is the task of the universe orientators to facilitate the passage of the ascending pilgrims from the attained to the unattained level of universe service, to help these pilgrims in making those kaleidoscopic adjustments in the comprehension of meanings and values inherent in the realization that a first-stage spirit stands not at the end and climax of the long universe Morontia ascent, but rather at the very bottom of the long ladder of spiritual ascent to the Universal Father on Paradise. Many of the Seraphington graduates, members of the Seraphic Corps of Completion, who are associated with these seraphim, engage in extensive teaching in certain Salvington schools concerned with the preparation of the creatures of Nebadon for the relationships of the next universe age. 4. The Teaching Counselors. These angels are the invaluable assistants of the spiritual teaching corps of the local universe. Teaching counselors are secretaries to all orders of teachers, from the Melchizedeks and the Trinity Teacher Sons, down to the Morontia mortals who are assigned as helpers to those of their kind who are just behind them in the scale of ascendant life. You will first see these associate teaching seraphim on some one of the seven mansion worlds surrounding Jerusalem. These seraphim become associates of the division chiefs of the numerous educational and training institutions of the local universes, and they are attached in large numbers to the faculties of the seven training worlds of the local systems and of the 70 educational spheres of the constellations. These ministrations extend on down to the individual worlds. Even the true and consecrated teachers of time are assisted and often attended by these counselors of the supreme seraphim. The fourth creature bestowal of the Creator Son was in the likeness of a teaching counselor of the Supreme Seraphim of Nebadon. 5. Directors of Assignment. A body of 144 Supreme Seraphim is elected from time to time by the angels serving on the evolutionary and on the architectural spheres of creature habitation. This is the highest angelic council on any sphere, and it coordinates the self-directed phases of seraphic service and assignment. These angels preside over all seraphic assemblies pertaining to the line of duty or the call to worship. 6. The Recorders. These are the official recorders for the Supreme Seraphim. Many of these high angels were born with their gifts fully developed. Others have qualified for their positions of trust and responsibility by diligent application to study and faithful performance of similar duties while attached to lower or less responsible orders. 7. Unattached Ministers. Large numbers of unattached seraphim of the Supreme Order are self-directed servers on the architectural spheres and on the inhabited planets. Such ministers voluntarily meet the differential of demand for the service of the Supreme Seraphim, thus constituting the general reserve of this order.